Academic Aesthetic for Friday, September 15th, 2006. I'm your host, Aaron Art Guy Smith, and sorry about Wednesday. As you may be able to tell from any particular engine noises or wind blowing or any future turn signals you might hear, this is a car cast. I'm recording on my way home from work. Not because of any nostalgic quality, since I recorded so many of my early podcasts on the drive home from work, but mostly because it's the only time I've had lately to do it. I've had a really large workload of late, and instead of cutting back on projects, I've added to them, and as a result, certain other projects didn't get done. And this, of course, includes Wednesday's podcast. Fortunately, the weekend is here, and to celebrate, I'm going to be driving to Pennsylvania almost as soon as I get home, and I'm going to do a bunch of projects with my dad, so in celebration of the weekend, I'll be doing more work, which will wear me out even more. Yeah, I'm crazy like that. But that's not really what today's podcast is going to be about. Now, I did have an idea for Friday's podcast. I threw it out the window due to a class that I taught today. Since this does involve real events, I'm going to have to leave out most of the details to protect the guilty. Not saying whether or not I'm one of the guilty. And, well, let's put it this way. There was a class where they had a very low bar set for them. You can decide on your own why the bar was set low. Not only did they have low standards that they needed to achieve, they were constantly reminded that the teacher did not think they would achieve even those standards. Because that classroom teacher kept telling me, while I was in the classroom teaching them their art lesson. So the students were hearing this conversation as well. Why do we do stuff like this? And when I say we, I mean most of us. Because, well, maybe we set high standards for them academically. Reading scores, math scores, stuff like that. But think about technology. Why is DOPA a big deal? Because it was written out in the bill that pretty much they don't think that kids will be able to tell right from wrong, so let's just keep them off the internet. I won't debate that right now. I'll save that for a whole other podcast. Why aren't students allowed to use computers as much as they should be, according to some people? Because it's believed that they would misuse them, that they might break them. We are setting the bar low, and then by not letting them do these things, we're also telling them, we don't think you could. Well, I might be sticking my neck out a little bit, but I think they can. And sure, maybe we should try with baby steps first. I mean, you don't take a 3-year-old and put them on a mountain bike, but you can give a little kid a tricycle and have them work up to training wheels and then have them get on a cross-country bike or a mountain bike and actually do something that an adult can do. They can work towards it. Why not do the same thing with technology? To be honest, I believe it's because we're scared. And that's we in the most general sense. We're scared that it'll involve more work on our part. We're scared that something would go horribly wrong security-wise. That would be my biggest fear. That's why anything I let the students use online, I try to have locked down in some way, shape, or form. I am working with elementary school children, so that is the best bet. If they were older kids, I would possibly do it differently. But I do have to keep the age group in mind. We're scared about how much it will cost to equip the schools with the necessary technology for what we want them to use. There's a lot of fear going on. And, well, there might be a psychologist listening out there that might correct me on this, but from what I remember from my general psychology course in college, the best way to go and conquer your fears is to face them and deal with it. So that's why I want my Art Club students blogging. That's why I had them blogging last year. That's why they're going to be on the computers again this year. That's why I'm going to be buying digital cameras for them to use. And I'll probably use them in other classes too. That's why I let students use scissors in classes where the teacher pulls me aside and says, "We don't trust them with scissors." Well, I'm not them. And why don't they trust them with scissors? Is it because they're not old enough? Well, by the time they get to kindergarten, they should be able to do some basic cutting. Is it because they don't have experience with them? Well, how do you get experience? Exactly. Well, that's my rant for today, and this is my exit. So, until Monday. Oh, wait, first. If you have any questions, comments, or criticisms, please feel free to email me at theartguy@gmail.com. I probably won't get your email this weekend, but I'll check it Sunday night when I get back home. You could also go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, leave a comment in the show notes, or click on the link in the sidebar, send me an audio comment. I love when I get those, and I love putting them in my podcast, but they've been a little sparse since the 100th podcast, so if you want to send me another comment, by all means, please do so. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. So, until next time, stay subscribed, fare thee well, and TGIF. Have a good one.